Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I will not have this in my studio.
Goodness, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Are you ready?
We want it now.
The one and only.
Here we are, the stars of the show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
We have a very special show for you today. A very, very special guest, Lou Vargo. He is the director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. And what these folks have been doing under these terrible circumstances, the flash flood tragedy, the deaths, the missing people, the property damage, everything. What these guys have been doing is just amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. And this guy, Lou Vargo, is in charge of all of it. Very quiet, unassuming guy. But anytime I see a news conference, an update, or anything, everything is working right. Everything is working right. So I asked him to come on this morning to take a few minutes away from his, you know, very valuable time to talk with us, to give us the very latest information. So, Lou, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Dimitri. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've been doing fantastic work, and I must tell you, I didn't know much about you, quite frankly. Just seeing how the whole operation is being coordinated, how you're firing on all cylinders under impossible circumstances. You have a new fan. I've got to tell you, Lou, you have a new fan, for whatever that might be worth to you. So, Lou Vargo, please tell us, what is the latest as of this morning regarding this incredible tragedy?
Yeah. Well, Dimitri, I appreciate those words, and I thank you, but, you know, I was asked that question yesterday at the news thing, and I look at it this way, is I look at myself as the Super Bowl team manager, and, you know, I have a great team. I've said this before throughout the state. When it comes to emergency management, I got the best team out there, from the support of the city council, the county commission, our city manager, our county administrator. They're totally support. But, again, you know, just as like the head coach or this, you know, they might get the credit for winning or losing. I think we win when we come to this, and that's because it's not me. It's the dedication of our first responders. They're the men and women from the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, Public Works, the fire departments, our volunteer fire departments, our dispatchers. I can't do this without Tony Campbell, my deputy, and all the partners. You know, we've always talked about how great this valley is, but the response we're getting from private companies, churches, everybody bringing food in, heavy equipment brought out, supporting the Department of Highways, everybody. It's those are people who's making this successful. And I can't do it without them. You know, they're the real true heroes of this. I'm just, just one part of a much bigger thing where, and I think I could say that for, you know, as you know, you've covered stories throughout the valley. We got great first responders, and this valley is just a great place to live because the camaraderie we show. We could look at different political adversaries. I don't care what party you are. When it comes to tragedy, I guess we're all one, and we're just a true community. And I just appreciate every member of my team, from the commission and the city council to the people who've unsung heroes that you didn't see or know about. So that's what's making this a success. It's really not me.
I hear you, Lou, and I understand what you're saying, but you have not convinced me to change my mind. So what is the latest this morning?
Okay, the latest is, Dimitri, is that we're still in a search and recovery. We had two missing persons yesterday. I might have some more news for you later on this morning, which I'll get back to you. But we're going to continue our efforts identifying and recovering the missing people. That's kind of our primary thing. We have drones, cadaver dogs, swift water team members. We're in the process now. We've searched all the creek banks and everything, but there's a lot of still areas where there's debris piles that we have to search and remove. And, you know, when you look at this and other things, there's sometimes bodies and get hung up there. We're also, I was just told that if we have pets, you know, we don't usually think of how many pets are lost in these type of tragedies. That some funeral homes are offering free crematory services. But we're going to do that. But in addition to that, the two big things that are going on now is the street department here in Wheeling is finishing their cleanup in the streets. Out in the High County Department of Highways has resources coming in from all the different districts. And we're working on that. We have some major road damages and things like that. And more importantly is we're in the process now of doing what we refer to as a preliminary damage assessment. And that's where working with the National Guard, Red Cross, and our partners, we're going out and trying to determine how many homes have been destroyed, how many have major damage, how many have minor damage, and getting that information compiled so we can get it down to the State Emergency Operations Center and the governor, who then will pass that on to FEMA Region 3 and eventually the president, with hopes that we could get a presidential declaration. Governor Morrissey has already talked to the president. All our congressmen and senators have letters that went out yesterday in support. The letters went to the president just to support his approval of a declaration because of the devastation here. So if we could get that, that's going to help. And it's a two-step process, or two-step. One is public assistance. That's going to take care of the roads, all the overtime the police and fire have, and things like that. And then there's individual assistance, and that's where we could get funding and money back to help these people recover and, you know, get their homes back together, or actually their homes being replaced. And how your listeners can really help if any of your listeners have property damage occurred by this flood, if they could go to a website, EMD, which stands for Emergency Management Division, but emd.wv.gov/disaster-survey. Their survey will go in with our preliminary damage assessment, and that's going to help us compile those numbers. So if you are affected by property damage, loss of vehicles, clothing, anything where you've been devastated, this emd.wv.gov/disaster-survey. That's going to help us identify who's been affected and get some help to you.
All right, Lou, question. Governor Patrick Morrissey had a post a few hours ago on social media, I believe Facebook, and he wrote this: an unidentified body has been recovered in Wetzel County, suspected to be from the recent flooding. We have not yet confirmed definitively if this individual is a flood victim. If confirmed, this would be the seventh fatality from the floods. Do you know anything about what Governor Morrissey has posted?
Yes, everything the governor has posted is accurate. That occurred last evening. I'm speaking with the medical examiner and the sheriff's department, and like I said, if it's okay with you, we want to do a little bit more investigation, but I think I could have more news for you in a very short time that we should be able to release additional information. But if you could just give me just a little bit more time to make some confirmations and things, I'll definitely get back to you.
Oh, of course. Just text me. No question. Another question, Lou, and again, thank you so much for your time and all the work that you are doing. Live exclusive interview with Lou Vargo, director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. He is the main guy, although he has a great team. This is the guy who's making it all work so incredibly efficiently. I have to ask you about the encampment, the homeless encampment that was along the river. What exactly happened to the homeless? How did they avoid the flash flood tragedy? What's the backstory with that?
I'm not sure too much about it. I know that, Dimitri, doing this for 30 some years, we've had flash floods and things like that. this weather event has been so unique. This cell came over top of a certain area and just dumped on there. Places in the past where we've had flooding from flash flooding, like in Cadillac Avenue, out in the county, in the city, some places have, you know, I would expect flooding occurred, didn't occur this time. I know as we always say, every emergency is different, every disaster is different, but the homeless camp, as far as I know, really wasn't affected as much as, you know, other places. Some places I thought would have naturally been flooded didn't, but then places were. So I'm standing out here in Reesvik by command post. This is an area, there's a lot of devastation out here, but I could find out more about the homeless camp that you're referring to, but right now I don't have any additional information at this time.
All right, Lou, question about you have scuba divers, right, who are helping with the rescue or recovery efforts, right?
We have divers, but more importantly, we have what we refer to as swift water rescue people. The Wheeling Fire Department has swift water teams. When this first occurred and we started getting those information that we're having flooding, when I heard that we had vehicles in the creek with people in it, immediately talked to Chief Blazier, and he was able to activate his swift water team. We had two teams of swift water rescuers that were deployed through at the city and the county. And these are people who go into fresh flood waters, rapidly, you know, swift water, in dangerous situations with special protective equipment and on ropes that could get into these vehicles, get into buildings or houses where people are trapped and get them out safely. The fire department and the police department do have divers. To my knowledge, we really didn't need the divers. This was more of a swift water event. But another thing, Dimitri, we've had such an outpouring of other counties through the tri-state area offering swift water teams, offering cadaver dogs, just people to come out to help with our search and rescue teams and things. It's truly been amazing.
No question. Let me ask you this. Swift water, how fast does the water go for it to be swift water? Is it like 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour? How fast does it go?
Yeah, I don't know if we could really do it. I could just tell you just from being out there other night, because just some statistics, in hours after this occurred, after 8 o'clock, the swift water team did 15 swift water rescues, and our volunteers did 75 rescue calls.
Wow.
Where they got people out of that, not out of swift water, just evacuating people. And that's not to mention the people who were able to get out themselves. So, but standing out there where we had some rescues going on by the Dallas Pike Road off of 40, I had to move my car twice because that water came up so fast, so quickly. It was just a wall of water coming off that hillside. And, you know, talking with the fire chief in Tridelphia, he was there with me, and he said that it was just amazing what we were seeing, how fast that water went.
No question. So, Lou, let me ask you this. We've got a hard break coming up here, and I apologize for interrupting, but it's to help you. I would love to hold you over and listen to you all morning, but I know your time is very valuable. So this is your call. Do you have the time to hold over during a commercial break and then we can continue this? Or is it better for you and all the work that you're doing if you just text me whenever you have more information and call me back? I'd love to have you on, but I don't want to abuse the privilege of your time here.
Yeah. If it's okay with you, I'd like for you to give me some time.
Sure.
Like I said, there's some things I need to confirm that I think
sure.
would be text me breaking news for you to announce.
All right. Text me the moment you get that, and we'll get you back on the air. Thank you, sir. Thank you for all the work that you and your team is doing and whatever we can do to help. Thank you again, Lou Vargo. Thank you.
Okay, Dimitri. Thank you for your time.
There's a great man.